and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Stacey Lynn. President Trump told steel workers in Pennsylvania,
we are going to be imposing a 25% increase. We're going to bring it from 25% to 50%, the tariffs on steel into the United States of America, which will even further secure the steel industry in the United States.
He says the tariffs on aluminum imports will be raised as well beginning June 4th. CBS's Kelly O'Grady on the impact.
That's going to increase costs a lot. Now, of course, the idea is to make people buy American-produced steel, but we have so much room to go in terms of ramping up production.
While in Pittsburgh, Mr. Trump also touted a deal between U.S. Steel and Japan's Nippon Steel, which steelworkers celebrated.
The deal is incredible. This could be a renaissance for steel in the United States.
Several said while they think U.S. Steel is strong, this deal will make the company better. Now to your weekend weather, and out west, it is feeling like the middle of summer. Meteorologist David Parkinson says it's the first heat wave of the season, and it could set some records today.
Likely 24 records on Saturday from Southern California all the way up to the Canadian border. Boise will hit 100 degrees on Saturday. Missoula, Montana, up to 95. Reno, you're at the triple digits as well. Into the Central Valley of California, likely topping out at about 105.
While it's extremely hot in the west, much of the east coast is dealing with heavy rain and flooding. A salmonella outbreak linked to tainted cucumbers has expanded. The CDC reports nearly 4 dozen people in 18 states have gotten sick now. At least 16 had to be hospitalized after eating the cucumbers produced by Florida-based Bednar growers, distributed by Fresh Start Produce Sales. The outbreak includes reports of illness from people aboard 6 different cruise ships that departed from U.S. ports between late March and mid-April. Well, teams from Paris and Milan are vying for one of the most prestigious prizes in European soccer. CBS's Elizabeth Campbell with details.
Paris Saint-Germain is on fire currently. They are trying to lift their 3rd trophy of their club season so far. And I know for a lot of people that may be confusing, what do you mean 3rd trophy? But the way football works overseas is there's many different tournaments and many different ways to win. So what we're seeing today, it is the top of the top final championship that they're going for. They have won other trophies along the way.
The game kicks off in Munich at 3 p.m. Eastern on CBS. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
Consider the folks at Family Natural Foods for everything you need for planting season. Their knowledgeable team has been helping people select just the right seeds since 1946. Choose from an extensive variety of healthy-for-you heirloom seeds, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Growing your own food is one of the best steps you can take to empower your health and save some money. Family Natural Foods offers seeds starting at 99 cents a pack. Family Natural Foods, Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, putting the farm back into pharmacy.
Greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here every weekend, same time, same station. You can't miss us. If you're listening now, that's all you have to know where we are. Well, you can tell your friends, relatives, family, anyone that you might think they will benefit from hearing about health, supplements, nutrition, diet, sleep, exercise, science. We give you the whole deal on how to be healthier. It's your job, my job, your responsibility, my responsibility to take care of ourselves. Doctors will not take care of our health. Now, they dispense a lot of drugs to take care of the symptoms. And in many cases, drugs can save lives. But they don't have anything to do with your health and your well-being. 98% of all disease, so-called disease, because most of the disease that we have today is caused by a lack of nutrients or a bad diet. And 98% of all disease is caused by our lifestyle choices. We choose to be healthy or unhealthy. It's just not a random walk down the park. What we do daily, from the time we eat, the time we exercise, the time we sleep, all that rolls into one thing: our health, good or bad. So I like being here to tell you what we can do to be healthier. And it's always not my idea. I do a lot of research, and my team does a lot of research to find why we think you would want to know about a product, an idea, a concept, something that influences our health. So today we're going to be talking about gooseberry, Indian gooseberry. It's also known as amla, A-M-L-A, amla. And what does that do for us? Well, I'll tell you the whole story on Indian gooseberry. And then there's a new study out on exercise and how it influences the risk of cancer. And finally, West Virginia bans artificial colors, and so does the FDA. Wow. Mr. Kennedy, if he could just change that, would be a welcome addition to a healthy diet. Some people find him very controversial. And I think that's true. But if he can find some of these things that we have been hoping to change, and it brings that about to change, would be well worth it. And do you have silent stress? Are you boiling inside? Is your blood pressure up? You feel sick to your stomach? Let's talk about silent stress. What causes leg cramps? Well, I'll tell you today. And if you keep your mouth clean, you'll reduce many other diseases. All the bacteria. We have billions of bacteria in our mouth. Probably about 30 different strains of bacteria. That's in our mouth, in our oral cavity, in our throat. Now, if that bacteria gets anywhere else in the body, and it can actually go through a cavity or a receding gum line or a number of other ways, and if it gets those, if those forms of bacteria in our mouth get into the bloodstream and circulate out through the body, one of the major causes of heart disease is the harmful bacteria in our mouth. Some people have asked me, how do you take melatonin? Well, I'll answer that today too as well. And let's talk about selenium. Selenium, a very trace mineral. We need very, very little selenium in our diet. But we can't live without it. Even though it's only a tiny minuscule of selenium, there are many major disruptions in our body's metabolism if we do not have enough selenium, but not too much. Too much can cause side effects. We'll talk about that as well. There's so many good things to talk about. I never get enough time to talk about all the things I want to talk about. But I do want to help your heart. Do you want to help your heart? How is your heart? Is it good? Do you know for sure? Well, there is a berry that grows on trees in tropical areas of India and many other countries in Southern Asia. And on that tree, berries grow. It's called a berry, Indian gooseberry, otherwise known as amla, A-M-L-A. But it's much larger than a berry. It's like a small plum. And when you eat it, I have picked the berries off trees in India. And when you eat them, there's five different flavors that you will taste in a few minutes. From sour to tart to sweet. There's five different flavors that as you chew it, the saliva activates the different flavors of the berry. These trees produce an edible fruit, amla, A-M-L-A, an unusual word. You may not be accustomed to it. You may not ever have heard of it. Just remember, it's Indian gooseberry, which is both a food in India and a medicine. As a medicine, it normalizes blood sugar levels and reduces inflammation, and especially useful for preventing and treating heart disease. How does it work? Well, amla prevents oxidation of the so-called bad cholesterol, the LDL, low-density lipoproteins. It reduces triglycerides, a very harmful fat. I want you to know, this is my opinion, but my opinion is based on hundreds and hundreds of alternative doctors who believe that taking statin drugs is the biggest myth in medical history. We can't live without cholesterol. And all the LDL cholesterol is not bad. Many people ask my opinion about, oh, I went to my doctor and my cholesterol is 240. And the doctor is all excited. It's too high. It's too high. You got to get it down. Where do I want to get it down to? Oh, you got to get down to, under 200. They have been listening to the drug companies too long. At one time, the level was 300. And then it was dropped to 240. Now it's 200. Why? Why does it drop? Why are we saving more lives? No, absolutely not. We're not saving more lives by lowering cholesterol. In fact, more people have heart disease and experience a heart attack having low cholesterol levels. At least 50% of heart attacks and heart disease is due to low cholesterol levels. Not high, low. But as they lower the level that is required, that means more drugs can be dispensed because more people will have less than 300, less than 240, now less than 200. They're expanding the population that would require a prescription drug. They're making more money, billions and billions and billions of dollars on a drug that stops a natural, healthy nutrient in our body. Yes, nutrient. Cholesterol is a precursor for vitamin D. It's a precursor for all of our hormones. Testosterone, estrogen, our brain is only 2% of the body weight, but yet uses 25% of the cholesterol. And we have, I think it was a coincidence. Well, maybe it is, but I believe, this is my opinion, we started lowering fats and cholesterol about 70 years ago. And all of a sudden, we are having dementia, Alzheimer's disease. Would that be correlated to the lowering of cholesterol, the lowering of fats? And as we speak about the LDL cholesterol, the doctor many, many times only looks at the total level of cholesterol, 240, 250, 260, whatever it might be. Oh, and your LDL is too high. Well, do you know that the LDL cholesterol is made up of two different fractions? Fraction A, fraction B. Fraction B is a type of cholesterol that is really, really dense, like BBs, hard, dense, small type, hard, BB type cholesterol. Pattern A is fluffy, like cotton candy, very, very soft, not dense, but airy. You know, what do you have? When your LDL is high, you could be perfectly normal because it could be all pattern A, not pattern B. So we need to know more about cholesterol, not just because your number is high. It could be high of all the good cholesterol. And I can't believe that our body, made as perfect as it can be, that it would have a system in the body, a mechanism in the body, that produces cholesterol on a daily basis. It is so critical to the body that our body will manufacture what we need. But now triglycerides, that's a whole different story. Triglycerides are fats that are made from the food that we eat. Sugar, carbohydrates, all produce triglycerides. So when someone tells me they have a very high level of triglycerides, I know what they're eating. They're eating a lot of carbs, a lot of sugar, and a lot of soft drinks. Sugary soft drinks. Now, don't give up the soft drinks and switch to sugar and switch to sugary drinks like juices. Juices are still very high in sugar. Get rid of both. Eat the fruit and don't drink the soft drinks. And also, cholesterol, AMLA reduces the triglycerides, it also increases the good cholesterol, the HDL. And if we have a high ratio of HDL to triglycerides, we're going to have a very healthy picture of cholesterol. We want a ratio of HDL and triglycerides at a level of 2. So that means if you have a level of triglycerides at 150, you need to have an HDL at about 60 or 70. You can't have a HDL at 30 and triglycerides at 150 because that would be 5. You'd have way out of scale. But if you had triglycerides at 100 and your HDL was 50, that would be a level of 2. That would be perfect. You want a level of 2 when you divide your triglycerides by your HDL. High triglyceride levels. Get this. High triglyceride levels more strongly predict the future health problems than cholesterol levels, especially total cholesterol levels. Total cholesterol levels, like, hey, I just came from my doctor and my cholesterol is 284. He wants to get it down. What else does he know? Just the high level? What about your HDL? What about your LDL? What about triglycerides? You need the whole picture. And these statin drugs have many side effects that are so severe that you can't get rid of them even if you stop taking the drug. You are still going to have these side effects long, long term. Now, in some clinical trials, 98 people with abnormally high lipids, that means total cholesterol, triglycerides, and LDL cholesterol, they received either an amla extract, 500 milligrams, or a placebo for 12 weeks. Now, the results of this study with patients or people getting amla as their supplement or otherwise a placebo, a fake pill. Now, after the study, the result in the amla group, 73% had significantly lower total and LDL cholesterol, 73% less. And 89% had a reduction in triglycerides. In another separate trial of amla versus placebo, HDL levels were increased by 14%. That is quite amazing. Clinical trial, 98 people with abnormally high lipids of total cholesterol, triglycerides, the bad so-called, the bad cholesterol, the LDL. You know, the LDL is not bad at all if it's not oxidized. But you know, the pattern A and pattern B, there's so much to know about cholesterol that you just can't lower cholesterol arbitrarily. Oh, it's too high, got to be lower. And then they give you a drug. That's not answering the questions about your cholesterol. And by only taking 500 milligrams of the amla extract over a period of 12 weeks, I want you just to hear these numbers. You know, the result in the amla group, the people that were taking the amla 500 milligram capsule, ground up powder, but it's very specifically standardized amla, a very special berry. But 73% of the people that took 500 milligrams had significantly lower cholesterol and lower LDL. And 89% of that group had a reduction in triglycerides. Now, in a separate study, a separate trial of amla versus placebo, the HDL levels increased. Now, that's the good cholesterol. You want a high HDL. Women should be over 50, and men should be over 40 of the HDL. But the higher it goes, the better it is. Every increase by 1% protects your heart by 3%. And that was increased by 14%. Now, the researchers came to a conclusion. To really get the results, 1,000 milligrams of amla a day. That's 500 milligram capsule twice a day, one in the morning, one in the evening, of amla, really protects all of your entire cardiovascular health. So this is really important to know. Now here's a new study on exercise and cancer risk. How much do you exercise? Awful lot of people don't exercise at all. They look for the elevator. They look for the escalator. They look for a parking place right by the door of where they wanted to go into. Even that happens at a gym. I've seen people drive around the parking lot of the gym or the fitness place to make sure they got a parking place closer to the door. Now, if it's raining, I can see that. But you're there to exercise. You're there to walk on a treadmill. But you don't want to walk to the door. And it has such great benefits, not only to slim down, not only to burn fat, but exercise helps during cancer treatment. We don't speak enough about exercise and what it can do for you. Now, here's a recent analysis. Over 47,000 cancer patients, including all types of cancer and all different stages of cancer, they found that those with good muscle strength and cardio fitness had significantly reduced risk of dying from their cancer. Exercise gave them a better quality of life. Muscle is like a whole new part of our body that we never thought of. It's just, I'm fit. I can lift more. But muscle is like a huge metabolic function of our body. And we lose muscle over time. Over many decades, we lose muscle. And we get weaker, more frail, more unfit. Even our immune system is not as healthy. Now, specifically, the cancer patients with high muscle strength had up to 46% reduced risk of death versus the people with low fitness levels. Muscle strength. You're not trying to be a bodybuilder. You're not trying to be an athlete. You're trying to stay fit. And muscle is being more fit. And many people lose weight, right? They want to make sure they have less weight. They want to get in shape. They want to lose 20, 30 pounds. But all the weight you lose, 50% of the weight you do lose is muscle. So every time you lose weight, you're losing muscle and fat, 50-50. But when you gain weight, you don't gain muscle. You gain fat. So if you lose weight, gain weight, lose weight, gain weight, lose weight, gain weight, you're losing muscle, muscle, muscle. And when you gain weight, you only gain fat, not muscle. So muscle strength and cardio fitness were also associated with an over 40% reduced risk of death for people with advanced cancer, and up to 40% reduction in risk of death for people with lung and digestive cancers. Each step up in muscle fitness level was associated with 11% reduction in risk of cancer death. And each step up in cardio respiratory fitness was associated with an 18% reduction in risk of death. Exercise also helps prevent cancer. Studies have shown repeatedly everything from a 10% to a 70% reduction in cancer risk associated with regular exercise. Get out there and walk, swim, bike, whatever you need to do, but try to get a half hour of exercise 4 to 5 times a week. It'll pay off handsomely. And don't forget, how do you make muscle? Protein. You need a good high protein diet, lots of good quality fats like extra virgin olive oil, very low sugar and carbohydrates. And with that, my friends, I've got to pause. The clock's a little bit ahead of me, but I'm going to pause here, come back with more right here on Terry Talks Nutrition. I'm Terry Naturally. Come back right after this. Don't go away. I'm not going anywhere. I'll be back right after this. And welcome back, my friends. This is Terry Naturally with a second portion of our Terry Talks Nutrition. We'll be here to the top of the hour. Stay with us. If you have to leave us, have a great, fantastic day. And remember, the quality of your diet, the level of your exercise, the amount of sleep that you get, all these great things can roll into a better degree of health, a quality of life, and a more happiness and vitality overall. We talked about in the first half, we talked about cholesterol. Cholesterol is your friend. It's not the enemy. It's not going to kill you. It's not going to cause heart disease. There are too many studies, too much research from doctors that have been blackballed, blacklisted, because they are speaking out about cholesterol. The drug companies are strong. They want the money. And the only way they have an increase in value is to work with sick people. A sick population are the exact clientele that are properly associated with why drug companies are rich. So get healthy and you'll stay off the drugs. But if you need a drug, I'm not telling you not to. Go to your doctor, discuss your situation with your doctor. If you need a drug, and that's probably the only way that it can be corrected. Drugs are not the only thing. Your diet is medicine. Exercise is medicine. Sleep is medicine. Sunshine is medicine. There are so many good practices of medicine that are natural, that have no side effects, than just relying on a drug. I have so many people that I hear say, oh, I have diabetes. It's like they're wearing a badge. You don't need a badge. You don't need metformin. You don't need statin drugs. Take care of your health. Improve the quality of your life. Improve the quality of your diet and your exercise program. And you'll have a lot more to show for it. Artificial colors. We have been eating artificial colors for decades. What's bad about them? And how can we get rid of them? Well, West Virginia bans artificial colors. Effective this year, West Virginia has banned these artificial colors from school lunches, and by 2028, they will be illegal in foods and drugs sold in West Virginia. California has also banned these dyes from schools. Red dye number 40. Yellow dye number 5. Yellow dye number 6. Blue dye number 1. Blue dye number 2. Green dye number 3. Now, red dye number 40, yellow dye number 5, yellow dye number 6, and blue dye number 1. Well, in Europe, these products that contain these dyes must carry a warning that they affect the attention in children. ADAD, and ADHD. It affects the brain. These are not natural in our diet. All they are there is for the cosmetic attention to the product that somebody is eating. Cereal is a really common place for these dyes. Now, green dye number three, red dye number three, already banned by the FDA earlier this year. Red dye number three announced in April, and FDA is moving to ban all petroleum-based synthetic dyes from the U.S. food supply. Hallelujah. Hooray, hooray. That sure makes my day. At least that'll lessen some of our stress and how it affects us mentally. What does it do, really? They don't even know what it does to kids that affects ADD and ADHD. So now, how do you deal with stress? What is called the silent stress. Visible and invisible signs of stress. Are you stressed but don't know it? Stress can cause physical symptoms. Headaches are caused by stress. Clenching your jaw and grinding your teeth. Another example of stress related. Upset stomach and digestive issues. Pain and tight muscles. Can't sleep. Insomnia. Now, there's times when we have symptoms that are not invisible. Constantly irritable. Unhappy. Ugly mood. Forgetful. You avoid activities that you used to enjoy, but you don't want to anymore because they're stress-related. You used to be healthy, but now you get sick all the time. These are visible and invisible signs of stress. Where are you amongst all these visible and invisible signs? Stress is a killer. Now, there's help for reducing stress. I'll give you some examples to try. They're all good examples, but not everybody will respond to just one type of healthy alternative balancing of the body. Adaptogens help us to adapt to stress, to have us adapt to change. There's always changes in our life. Some of them upset us to the point of stress-related. Some we just hate, because many people just hate change. But adaptogens just aid in resisting the negative effects of stress on the body. They bring stress hormones back into balance. They make our bodies more healthy. Because they don't do just one thing, they do a lot of things at one time to balance the metabolic function of the body. Ashwagandha is one that is extremely effective. Greek mountain tea. Red ginseng. These are the three top adaptogens that have a lot of science behind them. In some cases, thousands and thousands of years of traditional medicine. And now they're being supported by science. and basic nutrition, what you eat, should never be overlooked. When you're getting the right vitamins, the right minerals, that reduces stress dramatically. And when you're under stress, it depletes many vitamins and minerals. So you want to make sure that your diet is close to a medicinal value as you possibly can get. Eat the foods that have medicine, like olive oil. To me, olive oil is a medicine. All food is a medicine. Because if we don't have the right food, our body is going to malfunction. We're going to have symptoms associated with a lack of the nutrients that we need on a daily basis. And those symptoms, over a period of time, with many people experiencing those same symptoms, are classified as a disease. And the only people that can try to treat those symptoms are the drug companies. The FDA has made a law that nobody can treat a disease except a drug and a doctor. And both are not suited to treat anything. So basic nutrition should never, never be overlooked, because we are losing so many vitamins and minerals from stress. And when we add all these vitamins and minerals back into our diet, we reduce the stress. So ashwagandha, drink mountain tea, red ginseng, these three I am very confident in recommending to you to reduce your stress and give you a happy, more comfortable life. There's also another natural medicine that I like a lot. It's called echinacea. Now, this is kind of strange, because I know a lot of you people that follow health and nutrition, that you know that echinacea is for cold and flu. Echinacea angustifolia is an herb that has always been grown in America. It's a native Indian herb, American Indian herb, and has been used for hundreds and hundreds of years. But there are a group of compounds in echinacea that are not suitable for reducing cold and flu. They have another effective form of function, and that is they treat stress and anxiety. The group of compounds are called alkamides. The group of compounds that treat cold and flu are called polysaccharides. But in plants, there are hundreds and hundreds and even thousands of molecules, all affecting different functions in the body. That's the beauty of nature, where thousands of these molecules can treat dozens of conditions. You might read in a clinical study that this plant, or any other plant, or they pick out a plant, that it can reduce obesity, that it can reduce diabetes, that it can perform healthy function for the heart and cardiovascular system. It reduces Alzheimer's disease. How can a plant treat all those conditions? Because plants, natural plants, have all these molecules that affect dozens and dozens and dozens of pathways of the body all simultaneously, where a drug is one molecule. So angustifolia, echinacea angustifolia, can treat anxiety. But a special form of echinacea that is highly concentrated for the alkamides, not the polysaccharides, but the alkamides, and have been shown clinically researched to reduce anxiety levels quickly, within 7 days, and without adverse effects, no side effects. Even children over the age of 4 can reduce stress, anxiety, upset stomach, don't want to go to school, they're being picked on, whatever. You can reduce those effects in children after the age of 4. Now, here's a frequently asked question all the time. What stops leg cramps? Do you get leg cramps? Do you jump out of bed at night because you get a cramp? Well, up to 60% of adults experience cramping pain in the legs, commonly known as Charlie horse. And this is commonly found at night when they're lying in bed and they just get a cramp. A sudden sun exposure is a trigger for muscle cramping. A lot of sun exposure doesn't sound correct, does it? Sounds odd. Sounds strange. What does the sun have to do with leg cramps? Well, the sun triggers a burst of vitamin D. Vitamin D production. Vitamin D sends calcium to the bones. You always heard that. You need vitamin D and calcium for bone health, right? You've heard that. Now, when that calcium goes to the bones, it leaves less for the soft tissue if you are calcium insufficient or deficient. So that means if you have less calcium in your body, a number of conditions can take even further calcium out of your body or direct it into the arteries where you don't want it. You don't want calcium in your arteries. You do want it in your bones. But if you have very little calcium in your body and it's all flowing into your bones to create bone density, then the soft tissue of the body, the muscles, have less calcium. So the natural solution is to supply your body with calcium lactate. This is a very special form of calcium. You don't see it very often, but it works like miracles. Calcium lactate, it's spelled L like Leonard, A-C-T like Tom, A like Apple, T like Tom, E like Edward. Lactate. Sounds like milk. It's not from milk. Calcium lactate has nothing to do with milk. Actually, it's calcium that's attached to the lactic acid. So it is absorbed very easily. And only about 1 or 2% of the calcium in our body is found in the soft tissues and the muscle. So the formulation that I like is 250 milligrams of calcium lactate with 50 milligrams of magnesium and 6 milligrams of zinc. What it does to our body is actually it replenishes the calcium in the muscle to relieve cramping and pain. It works fantastically, even for kids. You know, when kids go to bed at night, you can hear them coughing. They don't have a runny nose. They don't have a cold. But sometimes kids run all day. Kids are out in the sun. All these activities draw more calcium out of the soft tissue to be used for the bones. And for the wrong place, it ends up in the arteries as a plaque. So at night, they are getting a Charlie horse in the muscles of the chest, compressing these muscles. So they get a cough. It isn't a cold or flu. It's a cough because it's constriction of the muscles in the bronchial area. So if you give them calcium lactate and some of the other nutrients I mentioned, magnesium and zinc, they'll stop coughing. within minutes because it replenishes the calcium in the muscle tissue to stop the cramping and pain that's in the soft tissue. Muscle tissue, soft tissue. Works fantastically. Now, how do you keep your mouth clean? Oh, I'm sure you brush your teeth. You may floss your teeth. Or you may use a pick. Some way to clean in between your teeth and to keep your mouth clean. Have you thought about essential oils? First of all, you have to realize the mouth, the human mouth, is full of bacteria. Just like your gut is full of bacteria. The gut microbiome, your mouth as well, the oral microbiome. Some of the bacteria in the mouth are helpful, of course, or at least neutral. But some are very harmful, especially if they are able to get from the mouth into the bloodstream and then travel throughout the body. In a new study, researchers treated otherwise healthy adults who had moderate gingivitis, otherwise inflammation of the gum tissue, with an essential oil mouth rinse, Listerine, which contains synthetic ingredients and artificial color, or a placebo for 6 weeks. The participants were told to brush and rinse with a mouthwash twice per day. And the results versus a placebo. The essential oil and Listerine participants had a 37% reduction in gingivitis, up to 22% reduction in plaque, in the buildup of plaque in the teeth, and a 35% reduction in bleeding from the gums. And additionally, the oral microbiome of the participants moved to a healthier state, resembling the biomes of people with no dental disease. Essential oils are very, very healthy for the oral cavity. I make my own at home. I take an oil carrier, like almond oil or olive oil. I'm using olive oil right now. And then I add several bottles, very tiny bottles, of thyme and oregano oil, very powerful antibacterial essential oils. In studies that I have seen, thyme can kill 95% of all bacteria and about 25 different kinds of bacteria. They're very powerful, very cleansing, very fresh. Makes your breath feel good, your mouth feel good, and improves the quality of your breath. These are very important for maintaining a healthy gum oral cavity. So after I brush my teeth and floss my teeth, I take a little sip of my homemade oral mouthwash and swish it around my mouth. And then when I get into the shower, I either swallow it or I spit it out. Swallowing it can be very good as well because you'll never use up all that essential oil in your mouth. So it also affects the bacteria in your esophagus, your stomach, your intestines. It'll kill all bacteria and many of the viral conditions as well. So it's antibacterial, antifungal, antiviral. So it's a multi-antimicrobial, kills all the pathogens. And it just doesn't improve the immune system, which in fact it does as well, but it actually kills outright and blocks the uptake of the virus into the cell or the bacteria into the cell. So it protects prevents, and cures at the same time. Essential oils are very, very powerful. Some should not be used at all. But all the research coming out of Europe indicates which ones are the most safe, how to use them, and which are side effect free. Essential oils are wonderful. They're natural medicines in themselves. So how do you take melatonin? Well, the use of melatonin for sleep has grown over 500% in the last few years. It's one of the fastest growing natural products. But there are some common complaints linked to its use. Vivid dreams, feeling groggy in the morning. These issues almost never have anything to do with melatonin as a supplement, and everything to do with the dosage and how it's taken. The dosage varies for each individual, and some experimentation may be needed. 2.5 milligrams to 5 milligrams is a good range to start. Timing. Take it at sunset, which is actually the time that melatonin is excreted from the pineal gland in the brain. Because when darkness comes on the earth, that is a triggering sensation for the pineal gland to release melatonin. Not an hour before bedtime. You might go to bedtime at midnight. So you want to take it at 11 o'clock at night? That's not reasonable. Take it at sunset, no matter what time of the night you go to bed. It'll work for you better, much better than an hour before bedtime. And also, you can graduate up to higher levels. I'm sometimes taking 25, 30, 40 milligrams of melatonin before bedtime. Not an hour before, but at sunset. And it has tremendous benefits day and night as one of the most powerful antioxidants, anti-inflammatories. That's it, my friends. This hour has gone by way, way too fast. I wish I could stay with you longer, but we have to say more for the next time we're here together. So always join me. Same time, same station, same place. Terry Talks Nutrition. I'm Terry Naturally.
Consider the folks at Family Natural Foods for everything you need for planting season. Their knowledgeable team has been helping people select just the right seeds since 1946. Choose from an extensive variety of healthy-for-you heirloom seeds, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Growing your own food is one of the best steps you can take to empower your health and save some money. Family Natural Foods offers seeds starting at 99 cents a pack. Family Natural Foods, Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, putting the farm back into pharmacy.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, Dr. Kristen Lyerly on giving pharmacists greater ability to prescribe birth control pills. And we start a new feature wrapping up the weekend in sports.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Stacey Lynn. We begin with wildfires to our north. According to the Canadian Interagency Forest Fire Center, more than 90 fires are burning out of control. Earlier this week, 17,000 people were told to flee their homes in Manitoba, which borders North Dakota and Minnesota. Premier Wab Kanu.
Typically, we'd have wildfires in one region. Say east, west, north. This year, it's in every region and at the same time.
The wildfires are causing unhealthy air quality for millions of Americans this weekend. Smoke is drifting through the Midwest, says WCCO meteorologist Lisa Meadows.
Across Minnesota, a lot of this smoke is aloft, but we anticipate it being able to mix down, and that's when you get the air quality issues at the surface. That's a possibility throughout the weekend going until Monday. It's when that air quality alert does expire.
At a rally in Pittsburgh, President Trump touted a new planned